we are talking about the eclipse that's coming up in a little over a month. And we've heard what's happening in Texas. We've heard what's happening here, or the lack of what's happening here. And the cloud cover is now starting to come into effect, and hopefully it's not in effect on the day of the eclipse, which will be on April 8th. To talk about it a little more with us and someone who knows what they're talking about, unlike me, let's go to Tim Collins. Tim is with the Buffalo Eclipse. Now, I hope I'm saying this this right. The Buffalo Eclipse Consortium?
Yeah, some say consortium, consortium, potato, potato, whatever.
All right. Now, and Tim, what is your job over there getting ready for this eclipse?
Well, basically, Joe, we've been planning this since 2015, so it's been a long time coming. So basically, we're just working with all the pieces in the area. We've been working with DOT, Visit Buffalo Niagara, all the culturals, in an effort to kind of coordinate what's going on that day. It is going to be a very historic day, so we're looking for good weather, so we're calling on all meteorologists to help us with that.
Yes. Now, you know, this morning, Jim Ryan from ABC talked about the cloud cover. I mean, so so say there are clouds in the sky. I mean, you can still tell something's going on, right? Explain what's going to happen that day, clear sky or not clear sky.
So without the sky as a factor, at 2.05 p.m., the moon is going to begin covering the sun's disk. So from that point forward, you'll notice the sun having a bit of a bite taken out of it. But it won't be until about maybe 2:45, 2:50, before you start to notice it really getting dark. And that's cloud independent. You'll see darkness coming. At 3:18 and some odd seconds, the moon will finally cover the sun completely, and we will have totality. And we'll have darkness for 3 minutes and 46 seconds, and then it will move away and life will return to normal.
Now, you're coordinating, you know, everything that's going on. I did not realize that you guys have been on top of this since 2015. That's absolutely amazing. So much work put into it. So, Tim, you know, how many people are you expecting here in Erie County, and whereabouts will the visitors be for this eclipse?
Well, the Visit Buffalo Niagara had estimated, you know, nearly 1 million people coming into town for us. I don't know if it's going to be that high. That's probably a very, you know, favorable estimate. But even if we have half of that, we're still going to have some traffic issues. But people are really going to head toward Niagara Falls because a lot has been publicized about NASA setting up shop and making it a major hub. But there's also a location called Centerline, which I have been walking up and down locally, letting people know about. And that's where eclipse chasers like to go, because that's where you get kind of the most bang for your buck. You get the dead center between the sun, the moon, and your eye. So you get the longest amount of eclipse. Not that it's a great vast difference until you get to the edges. But those are the two places I would look for people to go. And then if anybody wants to go to one of the events scheduled, they'll find their way there.
Now, we were talking about in the first hour, you know, the county executive said if you haven't planned anything now, don't, and urge businesses to close. What are your thoughts on that? Was it a good suggestion from the county executive?
I think it is. We were hoping that would happen. But for businesses to close, I mean, obviously you're not going to be closing, you know, healthcare places. You're not going to be closing grocery stores. You're not necessarily going to be closing restaurants. People need to eat, you know, gas stations, what have you. But really the concern is more for places that have appointments to kind of reschedule around that day, particularly doctor's offices and dentists, vets. That have appointments that aren't critical that can be rescheduled, that would be great. You also have concerns with anything that would have traffic involved. Even funeral processions might be affected too. But a lot of it centers around the appointments. And another part of it for restaurants to be aware of is, and this has happened in the past, we got word from 2017 that restaurants would actually have people in them. They would go out and watch the eclipse, and then they would not come back, and they would leave their bill there too. So got to watch out for things like that. But traffic is going to be potentially horrendous, and Alan will be a very busy man that day, I think.
Well, good. We like when we put him to work.
You will.
Now,
you certainly will.
Say I'm driving cross state, okay? Because you know this is a line, this path of totality. So say I'm driving across state as the eclipse is beginning. What would I be able to see anything if I'm in Albany when Buffalo's in totality?
You will see a partial eclipse. Now, I don't have the range in front of me, but Albany should be in the 90% range if I were to guess, which is what I'm going to do because I don't have the stats. But you'll see the moon covering most of the sun. There will be a noticeable darkness from Albany.
I'm obviously everyone in Western New York happy about this, but it's April 8th, just in case you're just tuning in. And, you know, we are now seeing at the libraries, at 7-Eleven, we are seeing the glasses. What is the importance of having these glasses on when the moon begins to go over the sun?
Those glasses are designed to protect your eyes, just particularly from ultraviolet, because usually when you have your eyes affected, it's more of a photochemical reaction than it is anything else. So your eye gets developed like film, basically. So you don't want that happening, and you never feel it. It's like getting a sunburn. You never feel the sunburn until you've already gotten it. And it's the same thing with solar retinopathy. You don't really notice it. So we've taken a lot of advice from optometrists and ophthalmologists in the area. And in fact, at the meeting last Tuesday that the county executive had held at the convention center, that was brought up too. So the glasses are very important to have. Now, having said that, you got to be careful of some of the glasses in the stores. Some of them are unwrapped and just laying there. You got to make sure these things don't have fingerprints on them because you can't really clean them easily. So just be careful choosing which ones you take. And don't try to clean them or wipe them. You may scratch them, and then they're going to be useless, and you have to go out and get another pair. But we got a lot of them in town. The free ones are running out, so soon it will be all purchase. And if things go the way they did in 2017 in Augusta, Georgia, they were selling for $40 per pair a few days before the eclipse.
And you need these. Your sunglasses aren't going to suffice, right?
No, in fact, we're on our way out to a training session tonight, and that's one of the things we're going to do. I always bring my sunglasses with me because that's a misnomer. They are not sunglasses. They're sunshades, but they're not sunglasses. And you should never look at the sun anyway, no matter what you do, ever. So you don't hurt if you accidentally glance at it when you're driving because you go, and you slam your visor down, right? So same kind of reaction. Don't try to look at the sun. But during an eclipse, people are a little more excited. They kind of override their own protective instincts and try to look at it. Don't. Just don't. There are other methods you can use. Pinhole projections, where you poke a hole and put the card behind you to project the sun. You can also use colanders. They make nice eclipse shapes. There's a whole bunch of things at buffaloeclipse.org. We got a whole bunch of things you can do if you're stuck without glasses. Well, you're not completely locked out.
You've talked to the towns around the country who have been in the path of totality before. When talking about visiting, because obviously I'm all about pumping money into the economy. Should we see these eclipse chasers get to town? And on average, how much time will they spend in Western New York?
That's a great question, Joe. I love that question because it's going to be like a Bills game. It's going to be like, I call it the tailgate effect. So people will trickle in over that weekend. Because it's on a Monday, that gives them more time to travel. So what they found, at least in 2017, people were coming in Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's a Monday again. It was a Monday then, it's a Monday again, luckily enough. So they trickle in slowly, but like at a Bills game, when the 2-minute warning comes and Josh Allen pretty much has the game in hand, what happens to the fans? They all get up and they all leave at the same time. So once totality ends, what happened in 2017 is that everybody got up and they all left at the same time. And it's not a stadium level thing. It's a New York State level thing because it's all of Western New York doing that. So what we're asking or have asked event planners to do is if they could kindly schedule things to go on after totality to kind of shelter people in place. And that has been a great message, and people have actually done that. So if you're planning something, if you have a concert, please schedule it for after totality. And then you'll help shelter people. And then because what does happen is our visitors want to get out of there because many of them can't find hotel rooms or campsites even. So they're going to want to get back home as soon as possible, and they hit the road. So if we're not out there, that's better.
We are on line with Tim Collins. He is the He is the assistant chief instigator at the Buffalo Eclipse Consortium. And Tim, we've been talking about the day, the eclipse, and you know people coming here. And I'm fascinated that we are going to have so many people in Western New York, be it Erie County, Niagara County, you know, around the area. Where do you see most of the people coming from? Is it going to be people from New York State? Or are we going to have people from out west making the journey to Buffalo?
That's a tough call. It's a little bit of a mix because we're going to have people from all over the world going everywhere on this path. I mean, mainly, yeah, down to Dallas where it's going to be warmer probably. But anywhere along this path, anybody could go. So it's kind of hard to judge. But the bulk of your people are going to come from areas just outside the path of totality. So you mentioned Albany earlier. They're going to probably head up toward Watertown. You're going to have people maybe down in Jamestown or Corning area. They're going to head toward Rochester. We're going to have a lot of people coming from Olean or from Dunkirk. Well, Dunkirk's in the path, but we'll have people from maybe northern Pennsylvania trying to make the trip in here if they don't go to Erie. But we also have the traffic of people coming from Hamilton or the areas around Toronto because this eclipse misses downtown Toronto. Just barely. They are outside the path, so they don't get totality at all. So people are going to be moving around a lot just to get into this path. And the closer you are toward the middle, the better eclipse you're going to have. If you're on the edge, you're going to get a few seconds to versus in the middle, you're going to get 3 minutes and 46 seconds. And it's an exponential drop off, not to be too mathematical. But
so right in Buffalo will be 3:45. Is that the time?
Yeah, 3:45 and a half. So I like to say 3:46. Okay. And it first comes in, touches New York State for the first time at Buffalo Harbor State Park. So it spends, and this is another issue with it. It's the center line spends 186 miles in Lake Erie, just before it hits Cleveland, it jumps in the water. So all those people that want to experience center line won't be able to in Cleveland or Erie. Likewise, it jumps back into Lake Ontario for 86 miles when it hits Rochester. So anybody who wants to see centerline there, either they've got to have a good boat and hope the ice boom is gone, or they have to come to the land bridge of the totality of the centerline, which happens to be our 68-mile stretch. It's a lot of compression.
And hey, I mean, you know, Philadelphia is not in the path of totality, and the Flyers are in town the Friday before the eclipse. So
yes, they are. And in fact, I told the Sabres the team is actually in Dallas the day after the eclipse. So I emailed somebody over at the team just as a little helpful suggestion. If you guys want to see it, you can see it in Dallas, so that'd be kind of cool. But they have to leave Detroit right away because Dallas is going to have the same traffic problems on April 8th that we will. So just a word of warning to the Sabres organization, but you can catch it. Because you don't play until the ninth.
That's right. Tim, final question. Where will you be taking in the eclipse this year?
I don't know yet. I've got a couple places in mind. I've got a couple of people that want me to MC their event, just trying to weigh the options. I've got family coming in like everybody else does. My uncle's coming in from Georgia to see this. So that's the farthest extent I have. My cousin's driving in from Iowa to see it here. So we're all going to converge on Buffalo. So those are my two distances.
Well, I'll tell you this, Tim, I don't usually wish for a beautiful day unless, you know, it's the Bills home opener. I will risk a rainy Bills opener for April 8th to be absolutely beautiful here in Buffalo. I know you guys have put a lot of work into it and really appreciate you reaching out and joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. That is Tim Collins. He is the Assistant Chief Instigator at the Buffalo Eclipse Consortium, talking about the eclipse coming up April 8th. And again, we'll have live coverage here on WBEN. So if you're like me and just watching it from your backyard, bring your radio, your phone, your smart speaker, however it is you are listening to us right now, bring that with you and get coverage from around Western New York.